That's right. Happy Thanksgiving. A good day. I know we our walkthrough went right into practice. So as at this time of the year, that's how we did it last year too. We just kind of changed the plans up once we get to Thursday, where we extend walkthrough right into practice. So the guys got a firsthand look what that would be like. But no meetings after practice today. So we'll get that caught up tomorrow morning with earlier meetings. But good overall day.
On Monday, you used about your offense. You used the term about practice: core plays and new plays.
Yes.
What have you done the last 2 days that maybe was different than previous weeks?
Well, no, I think it's maybe a heavier emphasis on our core plays. I think you always have your core plays, and then you always have your plays that, you know, maybe game-specific that you like or that you're going to utilize. And sometimes you see those, and they're more situational, like red zone or third down. You know, you have your plays, but first and second down, you know, you want to emphasize more your core plays, the things that you do most often. But you'll always have your exceptions.
Well, Thanksgiving, your football teams have always dealt with it, but what's the challenge with holidays and family and playing a game?
Well, I think you always, you know, we started earlier today. You know, we had them come in earlier, and then, you know, the rate to meetings and the walkthrough and then into practice. But, you know, it's, you look at, usually they would go in and get a treatment. They'll do that today, maybe get a lift, but it's those post-practice meetings that you have. And, you know, today that we won't have them, but we'll try to get caught up with that tomorrow. It'll just challenge the coaches to pull out plays that they have to show, maybe not watch all of practice, but just pull out plays specific to their position group.
Alumni weekend here. A lot of old guys coming back. Not old, but I said that. That's right. How much have you met a lot of those guys that have come through the building, and how much have you tried to keep the connection? You know, this is the 20th year, all that stuff. Have you been aware of?
Well, I would say not as good as I would hope, because I know at a function last year I got a chance to meet some of them, but I was in there for 10 minutes, then we had a team meeting. And I know we open our doors to them. We hope they come out to practice. I've understood that a lot of them are going to try to make it out to our Saturday practice, which would be great. I look forward to meeting as many as we can. So I know that part, we've opened up our practice, and if they come make it Friday, we'd welcome them Friday as well. So, but I've gotten a little bit of a list from Ryan, some of the guys that are going to be here. So I hope that I get a chance to spend some time with them.
Mike, do you push football aside for the rest of the day and spend?
Well, yeah. I hopes is to, you know, go home, and, you know, we're having a plan to have a later Thanksgiving dinner. But then just pretty normal, like everybody else, probably watch a little ball on the side and spend some time with the family. But it's hard. It's hard to get away from it. But as a coach, you always, whenever you go home, you always try to, you know, put most of your focus and attention on your family. So I think we're all looking forward to it.